get the behavior you wish, an incentivized method. Any ideas? There's a lot of these. 412-200-5975. Hello to Debbie and Nancy playing along this morning. Thank you for doing so. Ty says, when you have an idea that you don't want to deal with now, but you want to come back to, gosh, I've known, when you have an idea that you don't want to deal with now, but you want to come back to, I have no idea what that is. I'll keep thinking of it. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That's the children's response to name calling. Mike says, my boss at the lumber yard used to call a yardstick an educated stick. It took me days to figure out he meant it was a graduated stick. So, Ty, I don't know the answer to yours. When you have an idea that you don't want to deal with now, oh, stick on the back burner. Stick on the back burner. It's got to be that. That's a good one, Ty. And let's see, we got stick to your ribs. Oh, to encourage or incentivize something, that's using a carrot and stick approach. And then nobody seems to have the butt out. That is, stick to your knitting. Stick to your knitting. I don't know the reference to that, but that's what it is. And Chaplain Steve, as we approach the top of the hour, mentions that it's time to stick a pin in it. Excellent. And Josh. Oh, they're answering the one we were given. Just stick a pin in it. When you have an idea you don't want to deal with now, but you want to come back to, stick a pin in it. That's probably the preferred answer. And Todd just confirmed that, as opposed to stick on the back burner. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for playing along with us. Coming up, we are going to have more fun with words, but in this case, they are the words put together by Jordan Walker from Westinghouse Arts Academy. Jordan will have original poetry and reflections on the May 2022 Youth Writers Camp at August Wilson African American Cultural Center. We also have the Atonic Wind Quintet from Youth Chamber Connection on our next hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Elaine says, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, in Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, plus slbradio.org/radio.
The Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me an endless skyway, and I saw below me that golden valley.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California from the Redwood Forest to Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Waving and dust clouds rolling, the fog was lifting, a voice came chanting,
this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
That is the Roe Family Singers, complete with Saw, here at the Saturday Lunch Brigade. Thank you. I am really happy that this person is here with us because she's been here before. She was a student at Manchester Academic Charter School, and now she's at Westinghouse Arts Academy, and Jordan Walker is her name. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
Thank you for being with us. How's your summer been?
Very, very long.
Really? Are you ready to get back to school?
Not really.
What have you been up to this summer, working or writing?
Well, I'm part of a theater group called Alumni Theater Company, and we just finished a show like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, I think I saw your name associated with that show. Alumni Theater Company is great. What was the show you did?
We did Trap 2. It's an original musical with like different musicals in it.
That had to be a lot of fun. What did you play?
I played a lot of different characters, but one of my favorite characters that I played was Morticia from the Addams Family.
I didn't realize that that incorporated other shows in it. In fact, I had no idea. Is that typical, or was this a special production?
It was a special production. They actually put on this show like a couple years ago, and like the audience really liked it, so we decided to do it again.
Well, that had to be just tons of fun. I know also this was before summer started, but you were at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center writing camp back in May, or a writing program in May. Can you talk a little bit about what you did there?
Well, it was 4 different sessions, and basically each session we got to get the background of August Wilson, but also create work based off what we learned about, specifically from his play, Jitney.
Very cool. What did you learn? Did you feel like you learned stuff about August Wilson that you didn't already know?
I feel like I learned the same things. I just feel like I learned it more in depth.
More authoritatively, or
yeah.
Knowing. What are some of the things that you think folks should know about August Wilson?
Well, I think it's kind of obvious. Maybe I'm just a little slow, but like how like all his plays are like based off in Pittsburgh, I find that really cool because Pittsburgh recently is getting bigger into like the, you know, the poetry and acting business, and it's just cool that such a big icon started here.
One thing I learned about him that I didn't really know is the way he would write by kind of eavesdropping on conversations or hearing phrases. Did you learn about that? Eavesdrop is too strong a word, but he would hear something and he'd write it down, or if something popped into his head as an interesting way of expressing something, he would write it down and kind of save it to incorporate into a play. Did they talk about that at all?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. And I've seen this in a couple of his biographies, so I can't think of a good example, but if you would hear somebody express themselves in just a very unique way, he would make a note of it and incorporate it into his play, and that was the way he helped to get such authentic dialogue in it. What do you like to write?
I'm more of a spoken word person. I don't know. I just like creative writing. That's just something I like to do.
How old are you now?
I'm 16.
Were you doing that when you were much younger, too?
I wouldn't say much younger. I feel like I really didn't realize that I was good at it until like a couple years ago.
Well, that's great. This is, I'm going to ask this question anyway, but you might not have a good answer to it. What motivates you to write?
I feel like whatever is going on, like, in the world, that's what motivates me to write. It's just, like, my brain is just self-expression, and that's, like, the only way I can really communicate with people because I'm really not a good talker. So just whatever's on my mind, I think that's what motivates me to write.
So it's a desire to make sure listeners or readers of what you write understand your point of view that they might not get as clearly in conversation as opposed to your focusing on something and writing it down.
Yeah.
That's interesting, being that deliberate. And I think that's true. Like, some people think really quickly and words come out of their mouth almost instantly. And then in other cases, folks need to be way more deliberate and kind of choosy about the words that they use. And it sounds like you fall into that category. More so, is that pretty much correct? I see your mom's here. Anybody else you want to acknowledge that has helped you become the writer you are today?
Well, yeah, definitely like ATC and definitely like my old middle school teacher, Carla Knight. She motivates me every day because sometimes I really don't enjoy it, but, you know, I'm good at it, so.
Ms. Knight is absolutely amazing, and Alumni Theater Company, ATC, has got to help you, I would think, when it comes to actually delivering your poems in a way that folks will take notice. Would you like to share one today?
I can.
I'd love that if you could. I'm going to make the music go away as I remind you that you're hearing Jordan Walker. What neighborhood do you live in?
Penn Hills.
Okay, and here comes Jordan. Tell me about, well, if we need to know anything about the work, or you can just go ahead straight through.
Okay. Why can't we cherish the moments we have with each other? Learn to love, be everyone's biggest cheerleader. Why share our differences causes any shame? We always have to bring one down to bring out our victory. I wished I lived in a time where I could showcase me, where I don't have to cover up my reality. Like, back in the day, things seemed so simple and down to earth. It was just easier to live life without being so up in your head about seeing the hate comments. People understood the feelings of the unknown because they had to figure things out on their own. There were no shortcuts. The end result of that were smiling faces. When I look around, I want to see smiles because you know who I am because of me, not because of the things you see off the image of my fake identity. I want to laugh and have organic moments like how it was when people weren't so focused on phones. Real life. Real people. People are becoming the same and things seem so off now. There are things stored inside of us that don't belong there anymore. Take it out of yourself. Unmask it. Don't be ashamed of your imperfections. If you showcase them, they can lead you to better directions. Don't try to avoid the things you do differently. No matter where you are, people are going to judge. Don't be ashamed to be yourself because if you can't be yourself, then who can you be? Everyone dies, but everyone doesn't live. So show the world your purpose of being here, of why you belong here. And most of all, show yourself that the influencers you see are who you are not meant to be. There are so many unique souls on earth, so why should you be anyone or anything other than you? Thank you.
That was beautiful. I love that line about everyone dies, but not everyone lives. And I think I got that right. I might have been paraphrasing. But also the caution about influencers. I'm amazed by how many people follow influencers and either adapt their behaviors based on influencers or just get involved in that kind of fake life, like you were saying, another kind of fake ID where you get involved with that. Was there something in particular that caused you to draw that conclusion? Like, did you see friends? I don't want to call it your friends, but I mean, did you see peers getting really engaged too much in social media?
Yeah, not only friends, but I just feel like people in general, because even like a normal person can like post a really nice picture of themselves, like, you know, in places that they're usually not, but like when they're just doing daily life, it's not really the same because they don't want to show people that, you know, that they don't have certain things because other people may talk about them.
Yeah. One of my little expressions that I like to say is nobody posts a burned dinner on social media. You know, people that post food, you always see these beautiful meals that you have out or something you made. But how about all the ones that didn't come out so well, or, you know, that we see this slice of people's lives on social media that is perfection, like you just said, mm-hmm. in the work that you shared, and it's anything but. And that worries me a little bit. It can mess with my head, and I'd like to hope I have decent perspective on it. Do you think it especially is difficult for younger folks who really have always known these images to be in their life to kind of adjust? I hope that makes sense.
It kind of does. I feel like it is hard to adjust just because that's like, you know, the new generation's like norm. Like there's not really like face-to-face talk anymore, especially when the pandemic hit. So yeah, I feel like it would be hard to transition back, because even transitioning back to like normal school for us was very difficult.
Absolutely. Were you eager to get back to regular school?
I was, because I was tired of being home, but I really did not want to go back because it's school.
Yeah, that's. But did you feel like you were learning remotely? I guess it's different, not necessarily are you or aren't you learning, but I would think it would be really hard to just like that go to remote learning without much prep.
It was difficult at first, but then we had that whole school year online too, so I feel like we just got used to that, and then it was like, oh, well, you guys have to come back to school now.
Jordan Walker is who you're hearing right now. Jordan is a rising 11th grader. She'll be an 11th grade at Westinghouse Arts Academy, which is a great school for the arts. Will you be focusing on writing there primarily?
Well, I'm a theater major, so yeah.
Excellent. So you're going to be good at performing your work. I didn't realize that. Have you thought about what you want to do after you get out?
Yeah, I really want to get my bachelor's in fine arts in acting, because I want to do acting for TV and film.
Excellent. Do you have any idea where you might apply?
Well, here, I know for sure I want to apply to Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, Carnegie Mellon is a great school. That's where I went for drama. I didn't go there for drama, but a great school. Point Park has a good program. Pitt has some good programs in theater, too. But I could see Carnegie Mellon's program being amazing. Did you bring anything else to share?
I do have some things in my notes that I can share.
Yeah, I would love to hear something else from you. I don't want to overextend, but I really like your writing a lot.
Thank you.
Jordan Walker is who you are listening to right now here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is another piece from her.
You want me to say the Pledge of Allegiance to your flag. That's right, your flag, because I don't see no justice for all. I don't know what world you are looking at, because I just seen another black man fall. And you expect me to follow you because I'm an American, but you treat me differently because I'm African American. How does that work? Please tell me, because you seem scared of us because we have a weapon. Meanwhile, it's clearly in your hand and we are your target. It looks like you and your buddies are playing darts. You think you won, but trust me, you broke millions of hearts. That's when the anger starts, and you expect us not to tear this world apart? How many times do we have to go through this to make you understand that this is no fun and games, for you to understand you are taking away someone's sisters, brothers, wife, husband, son, daughter? You are taken away from us. We turn one of them into a film titled When They See Us. Meanwhile, it's more like When Will They See Us? I have to wake up every day to take the time to make sure I don't look guilty. But you putting on a uniform makes you more worthy? And don't. I'm standing here only 16 giving you all the facts, but you're standing there with your arm crossed and your head up makes you all of that? I'll be ready to listen when you're ready to stand out and push your fist up with us and tell your team this is a wrap. I'm done staying quiet, making myself full trap.
Wow. When did you write that?
So, I just said 16, but I did write this when I was 14.
I really like the meter of what you do. It's clearly meant to be spoken and acted. Knowing that you're a theater major really makes a lot of sense to me now. I can see just how theatric you are. And you, do you spend a lot of time revising what you write? Like, do you draft and redraft? And
I do that because people find it weird because I like to write all my stuff in my notes because it's easier to, like, untype. But some people get mad at me for doing that. Like, one of my shows, my teacher, she made me write in pen because I always erase and I never had anything done. It takes me like weeks to finally figure out the format of my writing.
Are you a perfectionist, do you think?
Yeah, I'm very hard on myself.
The thing I noticed about both of the works you shared is there wasn't one wasted word. Every word was important. And sometimes, I hope you know what I mean by that, I could tell you honed them to the point that you were able to be really clear about what it was you were trying to say. And that makes for a very powerful voice, I think, when you do that. Do you have one more? I don't want to overdo it, but it's just wonderful to listen to what you have.
I think I do have one more. Yeah, these are all in the same notes. I can read this one.
Great. Before you do, let me just ask, do you have any advice for anybody who wants to write or get involved in spoken word?
I would just say that everybody's writing is different and everybody's perspective is different. So even if your words don't sound the same as someone else, it's not bad, but also it can be related in a way, too.
And is there a way that people can access what you've written, or will you be performing anywhere soon? I know you just finished up with Alumni Theater Company.
I am not actually performing anywhere as right now, no.
Okay. Well, we'll post these works at neighborhoodvoices.org so you can hear them again. You might want to share them with somebody who isn't listening right now, because if it were up to me, I would play or listen to what you've shared and use it as a springboard for a discussion afterwards. That's how powerful your writing is. I'd like to end on your writing, so I'm going to ask you if there's anything else you want to say that I didn't give you space to talk about.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. What's your last piece?
So this one is like special. Well, not really special, but I wrote this when we first hit the pandemic and we was able to come back into the theater. And during this time, like gun violence was like really huge. So I wrote this. Dear Black child, do you have to see the world as war and those ones who are supposed to protect you hurt you? We see you. We know that you are hurt, but we definitely can't pinky swear that this is the last. It hurts to see you marching on your two little feet following what mommy and daddy told you. It hurts to see our young Black boys already seen as another target. It hurts to to see our young black girls already overlook of everything they will accomplish in life. Dear black child, you are the next ones coming up in this world, so we guide you to do what's right. We trust you to pick back up what we left behind. A change is going to come, but not this time. I know this is a long race, but we can't leave anyone behind. People say this is just the beginning. They're right, but we've been stuck on this chapter for way too long. But I know you may be scared, but when that time comes to you, just hands up, don't speak, and repeat. I don't want your last words to be, I can't breathe. Listen to me. You matter, and don't let no one take that from you. Dear black child, I'm sorry.
Jordan, thank you. I hope you'll come back again. Jordan Walker, 16, rising 11th grader at Westinghouse Arts Academy, Penn Hills resident.
Grace has kept me far from your web. Only how I nearly was fooled. I thank my lucky stars that I'm far from your reach. Though your arms are long, my will is strong. Grace has kept me far from your web. I roam free in my garden instead. I thank my lucky stars, the little bird told me all the things I wouldn't have heard. Though my soul is free, your spirit haunts me. Grace has kept me far from your web. Oh, me, how I nearly was fooled. I thank my lucky stars that I'm far from your reach. Though your arms are long, my soul is free. Your spirit haunts me.
Layla McCullough, Far From Your Web, featuring Aurora Neyland, and I chose that thinking about some of the conversation that we had with Jordan Walker, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services on smart speakers, phones, televisions, just about everywhere where you can listen to internet radio, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it's early in the morning, said when I rise. It's early in the morning, said when I rise. Well,
it's early.
Yes, early in the morning,
said when I rise.
I got the misery pretty bird
in my right side. Well, in my right side, in my right side. I got the misery printed, mama, lordy, Buddha, in my right side. Well,
Barefoot Movement, who is a group I've really grown to like over the past few years. Speaking of movements, you will hear a number of classical music movements. See what I did there? Coming up from the Atonic Wind Quintet. They are going to be here. It's actually an encore. That's what I get. For trying to be slick, an encore performance from March 17th, 2018. And then back to live music with Lindsay Libro just after 11 o'clock.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Hello to Michael Butler. So glad to have you aboard today. You know, we're always glad to have you listening, whether you interact or not. Whether you call or text or message us on social media, it's great to hear from you. But we also know that sometimes it's more convenient for you to sit and listen or to drive and listen. Whatever you're doing, we're simply glad that you're able to be part of things here at SLB. A quick note that Big Blitz is our next solar concert, August 11th at the Nova Place Plaza, which is right on the north side, across from the Children's Museum, just above our studios and towards Nova Place. Big Blitz is a great group, a big brass house sound with two saxophone playing brothers and a friend of theirs that's a drummer. They're a lot of fun. That will be at 12:15 on August 11th. August 18th, we have the Meraclides a group featuring Hellenic folk music and music from Greece. And then August 25th, Devilish Mary performs. The Solar Concert Series is a collaboration that comes together with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Nova Place, and SLV Radio with Solar Power by Zero Fossil. Now we present the Atonic Wind Quintet. The Atonic Wind Quintet performing live. Brigade, we are going to hear one more selection from them, and then you'll have a chance to meet the musicians. Here now is a piece from Mozart, German dance, Allegro is its title. Thank you. Atonic Wind Quintet, and I just was taking a look at the Youth Chamber Connection website for the first time in a while, and it's such a pleasure to see how Youth Chamber Connection has evolved over the past few years. Laurie Cunningham is here. Jessica is here, too, representing the connection. And let's now meet each of our musicians. I'm going to ask you to just grab that mic right there, snap it out of the stand. And I think you're Kayla, right? Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm from Chester, West Virginia. I go to Oakland High School. I've been playing the flute for about 8 years, and I plan to continue playing it in college.
This is your senior year, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you know what your plans are for the fall?
I'm most likely going to go to Duquesne University, major in flute performance.
You've got somebody right here who is from going to Duquesne, I think, right? Maya, I think. We'll find out when we talk together. We'll find out. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody who might be listening?
My parents and my little brother at home and my flute teacher, Gail Looney.
When did you discover that you really had a passion for playing flute?
Probably when I started taking private lessons. That's when I started seriously considering doing it.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Was there anything hard? I mean, do you remember a barrier or something you really had to overcome to start to enjoy it? Or did you enjoy it from the very beginning?
I've always enjoyed it. I just love playing.
Yeah, learning it when you're a little bit older probably helps a bit. Well, I wish you the best of luck. It's really great to have you here today. Thanks.
Thank you.
And now we'll meet the next person. I think this is Matthew, right?
Yes, my name is Matthew Rygelski. I live in the city of Pittsburgh's Morningside neighborhood, and I am a junior at the Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts High School located in downtown Pittsburgh.
And you are playing clarinet?
Yes.
And first of all, have you been at Kappa for all of your high school or middle school years?
I was accepted there for ninth grade. So I've been there since the ninth grade.
Well, that's terrific. Some folks don't have a good sense of what happens at Kappa in terms of the daily schedule. It's all just music, right? That's all you do. No, I'm kidding. Kappa's got a pretty tough curriculum in traditional academic subjects and also provides opportunities to really focus on music or art or writing. Can you tell me what no day's really typical, but right. what a typical day is?
So in the morning at Kappa, for high schoolers, you have your academics first, while the middle school has their arts first. And then in the afternoon, the high schoolers get to do the arts, while the middle schoolers have academics.
And you really get a chance to focus in the afternoon, in your case. Now, you're going to be a senior next year. Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduation?
I really want to continue to do music pro professionally.
Excellent. Are you promise qualified? Pittsburgh promise qualified? You probably get asked that
right
all the
now.
Time.
I'm currently standing on a 4.0 GPA, so yes, the Pittsburgh Promise is definitely something that I'm shooting for.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
Yes. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for your support, and a shout out to my Uncle Lenny. Today is his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Uncle Lenny. Thanks. And now we'll meet Maya. And I mentioned the Pittsburgh Promise. You might not be aware, but those are scholarships if you attend Pittsburgh Public Schools and meet certain requirements, including GPA. There are scholarships available, not full scholarships, but great financial support for school. How are you, Maya?
I'm good.
It's Maya Waller. You've been here before, right?
Yeah.
And now, are you at Duquesne? Are you going to be beginning Duquesne?
I'm in my gap year. I'm a ringer for Duquesne. They're short on horns, so I help them out.
That's what I've never heard that term, ringer?
That's just what they call it. I just heard like sub before, but...
Ringer's better than sub. Now, I've always regarded the French horn as a very difficult instrument to play. Is it?
Yes and no. I think people think of it as difficult, but I just think it's a lot of fun. I mean, I only started a little over 2.5 years ago, so I still have a lot of challenges ahead.
What did you play an instrument before that?
I played the oboe before it.
Now, what have you been doing with your year in between high school and with whatever you might be thinking of doing next?
I play in the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. I play in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. I have 2 woodwind quintets through the Youth Chamber Connection. And then I have 3 classes that I help out with at Duquesne.
You're a busy person.
Yeah.
That's hardly time to relax or take. It sounds like you're enjoying everything.
No, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My aunt. She lives in Shadyside. Hey, Aunt Linda.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. And now we go to Joshua, is it Faella?
Faella.
Faella, who is playing bassoon and is from Hopewell. Tell me about yourself.
So I'm a junior at Hopewell, which is middle of nowhere, kind of, about like 35 minutes past the airport or so. So I started on bassoon maybe a year and a half ago. My band director, Kit Kuiper, he has been adamant for years to get a PSO musician to do a performance, teach us about their instrument. And he actually had Jim Rogers. He's the contrabassoonist in the PSO and our teacher. And he's also the coach for this quintet. Great guy.
Mr. Rogers, Jim Rogers, is an amazing guy, and I imagine is a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The lessons are just, it's never really a lesson. It's just, it's fun. Yeah, so he's the whole reason I play this instrument. So, thanks, Jim.
So, did you play another instrument before?
Yeah, I played flute and clarinet for about 6 years before.
I've always liked the sound of the bassoon. It's a very almost human-like sounding instrument when you listen to it. By the way, I neglected to mention the first piece that you played. What did you open with as a quintet, your first piece that you played?
It was from the Rika. It's called Andante Grazioso.
Thank you for helping me do my job. Any other shout-outs in addition to...
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for all the help and buying my bassoon. Big shout-out for that. And thanks, Jim, for being a great teacher.
And you're in your junior year now. Any thoughts about what you'll do after graduating?
Yeah, I want to study bassoon performance in Köln Hochschule für Musik und Tanz in Germany.
Have you been there to Germany yet?
No. I've been... studying German for years, so I think I'd be okay, but we'll figure that out as it comes.
Well, that's great. And I want you to know, I know where Beaver Grade Road is. That's in Hopewell, right? Mm-hmm. And I have a few other points of reference there. It's sort of, there's some things out there.
We got a McDonald's. That's the highlight.
To me, it was always Crystal Garden, but that's a whole other story. It's a big gardening store there. Thank you. And we'll meet our final quintet member, and then they have 2 more selections for us. This is who they all tuned to, I think. What's your name?
My name's Kirsten.
And you're playing oboe. Tell me about yourself.
So I started oboe 9 years ago, and... I've been just loving playing it, but I didn't get super serious about it until I joined Tripo 2 years ago, and then I decided that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
How wonderful. So, what was it about your involvement with Tripo that led to that connection?
I think what really got me connected was starting orchestral music, because I always played in band, and being an oboe player in the orchestra just like really just made me beyond happy. I don't know. It's just something really different for me, and it's something that I want to do for the rest of my life now. So
that's great. Would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
Yeah, it was a crazy audition year for me, and my friends and family back in Bethel have been really supportive. And it's been like balancing everything that you're a part of, especially as a senior in high school, and doing college auditions is crazy. So I'm really thankful for all the support I got this year.
Speaking of college auditions, do you know what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to major in oboe performance, and I'm also going to study business, and I'm pretty sure about Duquesne. So, yeah.
Excellent. So you and Kayla might be together.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. And
yeah,
you can just place that microphone right on the table there. If you're just joining us, this is the Atonic Wind Quintet. They are part of Youth Chamber Connection. YouthChamberConnection.org is how you can learn more about their work in bringing players together and creating these wonderful quintets. Next, Alan Menken is the composer. They, I believe, have Beauty and the Beast for us. Once again, here they are. The Atonic Wind Quintet, sounding just beautiful. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. They have one more selection, Quintet in E-flat by, you're being very symmetric, another piece by Anton Russia. You began. This is the fourth movement. Here they are. ¶¶ There, the Atonic Wind Quintet from 2018. March 17th, to be exact. I hope you enjoyed listening to them. Coming up, music from 2022. August 6th, to be exact. Lindsay Libro has been warming up and she'll join us in the studio in just a few moments. If you missed any segments from last week or prior weeks, you'll find them all at neighborhoodvoices.org. Literally thousands of show segments from our on-air broadcasts, plus pieces created by youth in SLB workshops, neighborhoodvoices.org is the place to go to find those replays.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Chad Green and Ricky Berger, and in moments, Lindsay Libro. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I never thought that I would ever feel this way. Circles round the day. Each day would seem to hold a promise bathed in light. And when the evening brings its shadows home, you sleep without a fight. I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot.
There is no time like now to learn the lessons we've forgot. Your world, it grows so fast, I cannot match the pace. Your spirit flowing deep within you leaves a smile, a wonder. Steps in the hall can sound like cracks of thunder in the rain. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. You bring a gift of life to us that feels so grand.
That you